I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
It's always game day in Cleveland, and he is Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, Daryl, we're going to do a little test here. Have some fun. We're going to go back and look at some of the Browns players that have been here since 1999 and do what with them?
We are going to come up with future Browns legends. Who's going to, you know, and potential Hall of Fame consideration once the five-year window opens up. How's that sound?
Yeah, I don't. So we're just going back and looking at it. Oh, boy. You've got Hall of, I don't know if we have a lot of Hall of Famers from the last 5 years.
We got a couple. All right. So we've already talked about Joe Thomas and Joe Hayden. So we'll,
right.
They're in the Mount Rushmore there, right?
Right.
Phil Dawson is not a Browns legend. I apologize. I thought he was because I just assumed that he was. So memo to the Browns Legends Committee. Can we get his ass in there, please? Like, yeah. One of the best kickers in franchise history. Need to get Phil Dawson a brown jacket. I'm going to say that needs to happen next year, Andy.
Okay.
I think he needs to be in the class of 2022.
I do too. I'm with you. I think he should have been in. Although, I mean, it's not like the guys that they put in before him weren't worthy, you know, like, Bill Nelson. Not this year's class, but last year was DeQuell Jackson and Bill Nelson. The year before that was Josh Cribbs and Webster Slaughter. The year before that was Eric Barnes.
I think that Phil Dawson should have gone in before DeQuell Jackson.
Yes, I think he should have too. But I get it. Are there any other? Don Cockcroft is in, isn't he? I think Don's in.
So
Don went in 2007.
Yeah. So modern guys, Joe Hayden should go in.
Yep.
I've already campaigned on behalf of Phil Dawson. You're welcome, Phil.
Okay. I'm sure he needs your help. Yes.
Yeah. Alex Mack.
Yes.
I think should be a Browns legend. And I think now I don't think he has the resume for it, but I do think that he'll get Hall of Fame consideration. I don't know how far he'd advance in the process, but once he becomes eligible, I do think he'll get some Hall of Fame consideration. When he does retire, Joel Bitonio. 100%.
Right. Yeah, I'll buy that too.
Not only a Browns legend, but potential Hall of Fame consideration if he continues to make Pro Bowls. He's made four straight Pro Bowls. So if he keeps going to the Pro Bowl the next couple of years, absolutely he should be in consideration for the Hall of Fame upon his retirement. Right?
Correct. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I've got some names I want to throw at you if you think they should be legends or not.
But all right.
Finish yours.
Okay.
I'll give you my names. I'm going to go. I'm just going to zing through all the years because I can see at least one name around every other class here.
Right. So now I'm going to look on the current roster right now.
Okay.
I have a ton of Browns legends. Myles Garrett.
Yes, obviously.
And he'll get Hall of Fame consideration. I don't know if he gets in, but he will get Hall of Fame consideration. Again, I'm based on the trajectory of their careers. This is all based on, okay?
Okay.
Nicholas Jamal Chubb.
Yes.
Definitely, right?
Yep.
Denzel Ward.
Worthy of the legends, yes. Will be worthy of the legends when his career is all said and done.
Yes.
Yes.
And Wyatt Teller, I think, will be a legend.
We'll see. We'll see how much longer. You know, I agree because, I mean, if you want to go back and look what the prereq is to be a member of the Legends, and maybe we could have done that a little bit. I mean, really all you have to do is played for at least 5 seasons.
Yep.
You have to be a major contributor. Doesn't mean even mean you have to be a Pro Bowler. A major contributor at your positions and retired for at least 5 years. So
he and Joel arguably are the best guard combo in football.
Yeah. How many years does Wyatt have with the Browns now? This is only year.
I think this is third.
Yeah. He's got to get to 5 years. That's the one.
Remember, he got a contract extension too.
Oh, so that's right. That's right. Yeah.
He's going to be here. Like they're paying him and they're paying him very well. So I think that, those 4 guys on this current team will be future legends. The rest to be determined. With an opportunity to play themselves into legend status. But those are the 4 guys that really stand out on the roster right now is Teller, Betonio, Miles, and Chubb.
All right, let me go through some of the names of guys that have played here since 99. The first name I would put, again, we're talking about just being a Browns legend. Were you a major contributor at your position? Were you here for 5 years? And obviously, a lot of these guys have been out of the league for more than 5 years. Tim Couch.
That's tough.
It is tough, isn't it?
It is, because you know what? Yes.
Yes, I agree.
I think he deserves it. Did he put up the statistical numbers? No. But he really went through hell for this franchise and literally bled for the Cleveland Browns in their startup. So, yeah, I you know what? Next year needs to be Tim Couch and Phil Dawson.
Wow, look at you go. All right, who I'm going to give you two. I'm going to let me fly through some of these other ones, right? All right, from that next draft class or the next worthy draft class, which was 2000. Courtney Brown and Aaron Shea would be eligible out of that class. Dennis Northcutt.
Nope.
I don't know if Dennis have.
Dennis definitely. He
had 9 years. Was Dennis a major contributor? Yes. I'm not saying he won or lost, right?
No.
Just saying.
Contributing to the Steelers advancing in the playoffs, maybe. He should be a Steelers legend.
All right, man, it is tough.
It's a tough room. I can't believe you've not named the only Pro Bowler drafted by Butch Davis.
William Green? Where are we at here? Hang on.
No, the only
Pro Bowler. William Green is ineligible, only 4 years. But who's your Pro Bowler that I'm – who did I go by? Go ahead.
Ryan Pomprion.
Oh, Ryan Pomprion absolutely should be a legend. Don't laugh.
I can't believe you blew through my Butch. You can never say Butch Davis did not draft a Pro Bowler here. He drafted Ryan Pomprion, the long snapper.
Ryan Pomprion.
And Ryan was great for the 8 or 9 years that he long snapped until he got the yips. And you know what they say about long snappers and the yips?
What is
that? Once you get the yips, that's it. All right, that was a lame attempt at a rhyme, but
you worked. It was good. By the way, and I forgot to bring this up, while we're just giving kind of shout-outs here to former players, one current player that we need to give a shout-out to would be our current long snapper, Charlie Hewitt. Hewlett just had a baby. Congratulations, Charlie.
Congratulations, Charlie.
It was on Instagram.
Welcome to not sleeping for the next 18 years.
No kidding.
good for you.
Yeah, you're not gonna like this.
That's good. Let's go. This isn't about what I'm gonna like, because you know what? If I don't like it, it means good content.
So he's ineligible. I thought he would be eligible. He's not.
If you were gonna say Braylon Edwards, we were ending this podcast.
Kellen Winslow.
No, absolutely not.
He only played 4 years, so he would be ineligible.
But absolutely not.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't how many years Edwards had?
Too many.
Nope, he didn't have enough. Ineligible. Ah, close. He was in his fifth year when he went to the Jets in 09.
Oh, before he took a swing at LeBron.
He did have 5 years. He would be eligible. Yes or no?
Who, Braylon?
Yes.
No.
5 years is what you needed.
Do you want 66,000 people booing during the whole entire ceremony?
I'm just going with what the prereq.
What are you honoring him for? What contribution did he make to the Cleveland Browns besides
he played 5 years for the team?
He survived 5 years with the team.
Yeah. Boy, it's tough after. Here's another interesting one. Hang on. Let's see if he got 5 years in. I would have said, did he get 5 years in? No, he didn't. TJ Ward, 4 years. Are you ready to kill me or no?
No, he would be. He's one of those that got away. Like, his career took off as soon as he got the hell out of Cleveland. Like so many Browns. Jordan Poyer in Buffalo right now. Every time I watch a Bills game, that dude's like breaking up passes and picking them out of thin air. His career really took off. And very happy that he won a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. Good for him.
I'll be honest with you. I don't see any other names that would be worthy. So, yeah.
I think I covered them all.
I think you got the ones within the last 5 years. How about our top draft pick in 08, Bo Bell? No?
I'm going to say that's a negative, Ghostwriter. The pattern is full.
Wow. We're out of time. We're done.
Next, you're going to try and nominate Dwayne Rudd and Dwayne Bo.
Or what are their helmets? What are their helmets? Can we just nominate the helmet itself?
Or one of their canceled paychecks.
All right. We should get out before we get in trouble, Daryl. Daryl, it was fun. Let's come back on Sunday night. We'll talk all about where the Browns are after three games. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. It's always game day in Cleveland. If you like what you're listening to, and if you did today, man, we love you. Subscribe to the podcast. If you want to be a part of the show, why don't you hit us up on social media, either Instagram or Twitter, at Game Day CLA. See ya, Cleveland. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.